send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Thank you, Jerry, and we will hand it over to all y'all until the top of the hour. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays fall 5-3 to the Boston Red Sox in 11 innings. Saw, and again, maybe I shouldn't even look at Twitter during the game because I think it primes me for what to expect here that I don't always get. But a few people already tweeting about how the Blue Jays bullpen blew another one. And let's just say this. Yes, this is a bullpen loss, to be sure, as Gavin Floyd took the loss. He was not good. But the Blue Jays bullpen against the best offense in Major League Baseball, not by a little, by a ton, against the best offense in Major League Baseball, threw five shutout innings into the 11th. I don't know that you can rightfully expect much more than that. Yesterday, the Blue Jays bullpen threw 3 2/3 innings and gave up one earned run, again, against the best offense in Major League Baseball. So the bullpen has not been the problem. The bullpen's losing a lot of games, but the Blue Jays scored 3 runs today. They had opportunities to win the game. They win the game, and you can't just keep throwing shutout baseball forever. At some point in time, you're going to have to score a run. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Kyle is in Barrie. You're going to lead things off on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
So I have a question about bullpen management. And,
sure.
Why is it you don't see more long relievers? You have a starter, you know, they get into trouble around the fifth inning. It would be nice to have a guy that could maybe stretch 3 more innings out before going to your closer. And I'm sort of wondering, I know it's not traditional, but why isn't that the case more often?
I don't think that you're going to find anyone who has a bridge from the fifth or sixth inning all the way to the ninth because pitchers just aren't built like that anymore. You want them, it seems, throwing as hard as they can for an inning, maybe an inning in a bit, and being able to use them as often as you can. If you had a guy who was capable of throwing 3 innings and being good enough that you would want him as the bridge from your starter to your closer, then that's a guy you probably stretch out and have start because he can give you a lot of work and get the job done. And it's also, you know, if you were to have a guy pitch 3 innings, you probably have him pitch 3 and then he needs 2 days off and then pitch 3 and then he needs 2 days off. So I think that those are the biggest reasons that you don't see those Goose Gossage types anymore, where you have this big time reliever who can come out and get you 7 to 9 outs.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right. No problem. And a lot of times with long relievers, just the pure long relief type, the guys you want to go in and suck up a bunch of innings when you're starting pitchers getting knocked around, those guys don't get used much. We've seen the Blue Jays have that sort of pitcher and him go 2.5 weeks without getting into a game. It's sort of a waste of a roster spot, although, you know, it kind of jumps out when you do really need them. You often really need them. But that's just not the way that you build a winning bullpen, by expecting one guy to get you 9 or 10 high leverage outs. William is in Toronto. Hello, William.
I'll be real quick. I've got 2 questions. Well, I want you to comment on Storm being out in the 11th inning there, and I want your thoughts on that. And second is, what do you think? I mean, to me, it's a simple math. If the Jays are contending, you know, right before the All-Star game, and they're in third or second place, and they're still having issues with their bullpen, why wouldn't, let's say, you know, management or Rogers say, we're going to invest a couple of million dollars in getting a quality bullpen guy that can get us from that 7th, 8th inning up to Osuna? I mean, why not? I mean, to me, it just seems like simple math, and it's a big jump to get us into the playoffs. What do you think about that?
I don't know why you would expect they wouldn't, but I don't know why you also think $2 million buys you an elite-level late-inning reliever. It certainly doesn't.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean $2 million, but, you know, I was just, hypothetically speaking, whatever it would take, why not invest that in, you know, and put it into the team?
Yeah, but hypothetically speaking, why are you assuming the negative already? Like, what's the indication that they wouldn't do that in July? I don't know why you...
It seems to me, like, from what I was listening with when Adkins came on and he was doing the interview, that he thought that this was... They were going to play this out and this was the team that they were going with. And
yeah, for now, for at least the next 6 weeks, you would think, just because trades are hard to make at this point in time. We're not even into June yet. And sometimes you got to kind of let guys figure it out, see what they're going to be, see if Drew Storen can salvage himself, because he's certainly not pitching anything like the way he's supposed to. And the first question, what did you mean in the 11th inning?
So did you think that was a good move in bringing Storen in?
Well, it's either Storen or Aaron Loop, who's pitched 2 days in a row and is just off the disabled list. What else are you going to do? Those
right.
were your only two relievers left.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, William. Yeah, Drew Storen, that was weird because he gave up a double to the first guy he faced yesterday, too, and then wound up getting out of it. Of course, he comes in here with runners on base, so there's no getting out of it if you give up a double to the first guy you face. But Drew Storen has certainly not been the Drew Storen that the Blue Jays thought they were getting when they made that deal with the Washington Nationals over the course of the winter, and it cropped up again today. But Dustin Pedroia is pretty good, too. We'll continue to take your calls at 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. We'll also hear from the skipper, John Gibbons. Blue Jays lose it 5-3 in 11 to the Boston Red Sox. It is Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. We'll make sure you can always follow your team. Keep listening to Toronto Blue Jays Baseball on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
1-0 pitch, fly ball deep left field. That's heading down the left field line, 200 level. There she goes. It is Mother's Day in the Dominican Republic, and Jose Bautista and now Edwin Encarnacion today with home runs have honored their mothers with pink bats and home runs to tie this one 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth.
Edwin Encarnacion's 100th career home run here at Rogers Center. A blown save for Heath Hembree, but the Red Sox would go on to a 5-3 win, scoring two in the top of the 11th inning. Blue Jays still take the series, and they're 4-2 so far in the 12 against the Red Sox and the New York Yankees. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. Taking your calls to the top of the hour. Let's go to Jennifer in Toronto. Hello, Jennifer.
Well, hello, Mr. Wilner. Happy Dominican Mother's Day for the Dominican players. But that's always nice. A few observations. I know people sit on the bullpen. It's hard to believe Storen was a closer. And Gavin Floyd should have been pulled when he was throwing the ball halfway to the plate. But we had opportunities. Jimmy Paredes, or Peretti, he was swinging. He had no approach there. We needed a single. He was coming out of his shoes. Kevin Pillar has not done a lot of key at that. But what do you think of maybe bringing up a la Buckholz Hutchinson coming up to help out in the bullpen?
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Why?
Because then who have you got when a starter gets hurt?
Well, would it really impede his progress that much?
100%.
Because they need some help, even if it's from AAA. Gavin Floyd looked good, but man, it's like either it's that curveball. He gets some strikeouts, but it seems like the batters get them on themselves. And Storen, he has more doubles than I do. Watching the game, it's ridiculous.
That's actually a good line. I like that.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I don't do lines. No, I get it. But I'm just saying they need to do something. It was almost a foregone conclusion.
Well, it's definitely a foregone conclusion when you don't score any runs that eventually your bullpen's going to give up some runs.
Of course. We had some bad approaches at that, I think. and the Jimmy Parrott's pinch hitting was a horrible approach. None of those balls were even in the zone. They were all sliders. He was just swinging, trying to get a home run.
Yeah, he wasn't pinch hitting. He was pinch running, but yes, that was a terrible at bat. It was a terrible at bat by Jimmy Paredes. That's right. But that was certainly not the only chance that the Blue Jays had to score runs in this game. Look, you can't expect to win a game when you only score 3 runs in 11 innings.
What pitching help could we get? Schultz?
Pardon?
Could we get Bo Schultz? I know he's always 50.
Yeah, you know what? If he starts to pitch well in Buffalo, Bo Schultz is a guy who you could call up. If John Stilson is healthy and pitching well in Buffalo, he's a guy who may be able to help out this bullpen. But right now, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Drew Hutchison. He's a starter. The Blue Jays need him to be a starter, to stay stretched out, because it's highly unlikely that they're going to be able to go with 5 starters all year long. He's already come up and done one. But they're going to need the pitchers here to pitch better, because they're all capable of it, and they're starting to. And they're going to need, if they're going to get some help, it's going to have to come from AAA.
Even if they give up a home run, I'd rather that.
No, you wouldn't. I'm sure you weren't very happy with Gavin Floyd yesterday, who is a swing and miss guy. Thanks, Jennifer. I want to get Gibby on. I appreciate the call. They need relievers to start pitching better. But they also need to continue scoring runs the way they have in the last little while. And look, the Jays have won 7 of their last 10. They've taken 3 series in a row, including one each from the Yankees and Red Sox. The sky is not falling. Everything's not great, but everything's pretty damn good the last week and a half. They lost today after an incredible comeback win yesterday. They took 2 out of 3 from the first-place team in the American League East. And now they have the Yankees again for 3. After the Yankees won with just 1 hit today in St. Petersburg against the Rays. We'll continue to take your calls, but first, let's listen in on what the skipper had to say. Here's John Gibbons in the wake of today's 5-3 loss in 11 to the Red Sox.
John, this series is kind of a bittersweet one. You win it, but maybe today you kind of let one slip away here.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I think it was a good series for us, playing good baseball. You know, had the lead. They came back, took the lead. We battled back. The guys are battling. You know, it was one of those series, 2 good teams going at it. Yeah, you know, it was a tight duel there. No, not much action early on, and then we took the lead. And, you know, RA had the no hitter going into the 6th inning there. You know, he got the first strikeout. I think it was Swihart. Then they battled him. You know, came back and they, you know, got away from us there. But then we tied it up. Big, you know, had some, not a lot of chances, but we felt good. And then they came through at the end. So. But good battles.
Yeah, Gibby, I was going to ask you about R.A. I mean, it seems like it was almost yesterday he pitched, but how did you feel about his game?
Sure, he was great. I mean, he had a no-hitter going into that 6th inning, you know, and got the first strikeout, you know, then Betts gets it going with the triple, and then, you know, the walk-in hit batter, you know, and then we walked in another run, so that's never good. So, but no, I mean, he threw the ball great.
John, after Paredes came into the game, you put him in right and brought Jose in. What goes into making that decision?
Well, Jose, you know, I mean, Jose's pretty good in the infield. We felt, you know, at first base, you know, we'll get him over there. And I think Jimmy's a little more comfortable out in the outfield anyway in those spots. So.
Do you have a plan to make a move in the bullpen, given the whole situation? I mean, they're pretty run down.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, we'll talk about that when I leave here, and then you know, there's a good chance something's got to happen, I would think.
John, what are you seeing from Gavin? He has a couple of great outings, a couple of not so great outings. Are you seeing anything in particular from him?
Well, I just think he was worn down. You know, I mean, he's been working, pitching a lot. He's logged a lot of innings over his career. You know, he's had some arm issues, you know, so we're trying to be careful with him. But, you know, kind of the way the games have all gone the last week, you know, the tight games, he's been so good for us. I just think he's a little bit out of gas right now.
John, did you happen to know if Barney was going to come home on that play in at the 11th when he bobbled? Or?
Well, yeah, he's definitely coming home. But playing in, yeah, it's automatic, yeah. Now he probably would have been out, yeah. Barney's playing great. Barney's been doing a great job both sides, you know, for swinging it and defense, yeah.
Yeah, he sure is. He had another couple of hits today, did Darwin Barney in the 8th and in the 10th, and has made some terrific plays on defense. Troy Tulowitzki on the DL. Darwin Barney going to see a lot of time, it would seem, playing shortstop for the Jays. And interesting, John Gibbons hinting that a roster move may be in the offing to help out the bullpen. We shall see. Haven't heard anything yet. 416-870-0590-590 on the cell. And long distance 1-888-666-0590. We'll take a couple more calls before we go. Blue Jays lose it 5-3 in 11 to the Red Sox. Mike is in Kitchener. Hello, Mike.
Mike, that was an extra dejected sounded John Gibbons today. Either that or maybe
sounded,
he's working
he
on a cold.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
More sick than dejected, which is weird because I talked to him before the game and he sounded fine. So maybe it's a little hay fever. Maybe it hit him awful quick.
Was a 4 hour and something minutes game, so it could come on pretty quickly. I have with me possibly the youngest, first time, long time with me. Say hi to Mike Wilner.
Hi, Mike Wilner.
That's my son, Oswin, and he was so amped up to talk. I just wanted to put him on there for a second. I'm wondering if this roster move coming up could be a Raleigh Fingers or Goose Gossage, because we sure could use a reliever of that order. My point being, like Osuna is a pitcher who came up as a starter, and he has the repertoire pitching-wise to be able to go through an entire batting order more than once. Would it make sense? I know this is sort of on the same level as what the first caller had said, but to have Osuna pitch 10 outs rather than 3, you could really get a lot more out of him. And if there was a guy on the squad who was going to be able to be like those historic long, closer type relievers of the 70s who pitched more than an inning, I think Osuna's the guy to be able to do it.
You know what? And I appreciate the call, Mike. You're not wrong, but here's the thing. If you want Roberto Osuna to do that, and back then when Goose Gossage and Raleigh Fingers were doing such things, a couple of trips through the rotation, guys were throwing complete games. And there wasn't traditional bullpen usage, traditional closer usage and things like that. If Roberto Osuna is going to get 10 outs for you, he's going to be down for the next 3 days. And so you have to ask, do you want to use him for one inning four or five times a week potentially, or do you want to use him for 10 outs twice a week? And I think that the answer is the former. You just need better stuff setting him up. We'll sneak in one more call. Tom in Hamilton, you have 60 seconds.
That don't give me much time, does it?
No, well, don't waste it with that. Go ahead.
I think that the positive part of it is that they were only 50-50 at the All-Star break last year.
Negative well past the All-Star it, break,
I
yes.
Did, negative part of it, I never liked the Dickey trade, even when they made it. I didn't like it right from the beginning, and I still don't like it. I don't care how many innings he goes. He always finds out some way of screwing it up somewhere.
Not true, but continue.
And as far as Drew Storen is concerned, if he was that good, Washington wouldn't have traded him in the first place. That's my opinion. So I'll hang up and let you comment on it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. It's a ridiculous notion that if you're good, you don't get traded. There were very good reasons why Washington traded Drew Storen, most of which they thought they were getting their leadoff man, which they needed. So I'm not even going to deal with that. Look, Drew Storen's been very, very disappointing this season. There's no question about it. Is he a terrible pitcher? No. Has he pitched terribly in the first 2 months of this season? Yeah, for the most part. But it's in there to be better, and one hopes that it'll come out at some point. The Blue Jays need to see that. I firmly believe that if Drew Storen was the Drew Storen that the Blue Jays thought they were getting, and I hate to pin it all on one guy, but a lot of things could have been different. The bullpen usage would have been very different. If he was a shutdown eighth-inning guy, the Blue Jays would be in a much, much, much better position than they are right now. As it is, they're at 500, five games out of first place, which is far from the end of the world. But I think if Drew Storen had been Drew Storen over the first 2 months of this season, there have been a lot of different things going on as far as the Blue Jays were concerned, which is not to say it's not going to turn around for him. It certainly could. We'd love to start seeing it. Thanks for the calls. We're out of time. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. Blue Jays lose at 5-3 to the Red Sox in 11. Postgame is brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It is the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Before the game, after the game, and during the game. It's all about Blue Jays baseball. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Blue Jays lose it 5-3 to the Boston Red Sox in 11 innings as Gavin Floyd walks a couple in the 11th and Drew Storen comes in and cannot strand them, giving up an RBI double to Dustin Pedroia and a ground out by Xander Bogaerts that scores a run. The Jays have won 7 of their last 10. They're at 500 right now, and they welcome the New York Yankees for the first of 3. Starting tomorrow night, we're on the air at 7 Eastern. For a 7:07 first pitch, it will be Marco Estrada against Ivan Nova. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, get it delivered right to your door every day. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Vic Palladian, Tom Raminski, and in her maiden voyage as producer, Maria St. Aubin, well done, everybody. I'm Mike Wilner. We'll see you tomorrow.